Good morning. It is 8:32, and it's time now for our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Morin, Niekamp Funeral Home, and Tall Grass Motors. We check in now with Don Morris from Oklahoma Workforce. We talk to Don every now and then. Happy New Year, young man.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to Bartlesville, America as well.
All right. Well, with this new year, we're offering a chance to get help getting hired at Oklahoma Workforce. Tell us what that's all about as we come into this new year.
Well, we're wanting to encourage people and share hope and light that that there are thousands of jobs open in Oklahoma and thousands of opportunities for people to get training, learn more, do more. The Governor's Council, which serves as our state workforce board, they're very focused on people not just returning to work, but even looking at circumstances where people might be better off because of the resources available after the pandemic. So,
Yeah, this world did change here over the past year, and that is for sure. And with that, some people have done okay as far as rolling with the punches, but some still need a little bit of guidance and a little bit of help. And yeah. I understand businesses, this is kind of new, that the Oklahoma Workforce is actually working with businesses.
Yeah,
in a different way.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah. As part of the Department of Commerce, as we went through all the pandemic benefits, especially small business loans and the other things that went on, the rebound program, the reboot program for manufacturing, as we saw those things stand up, we challenged our workforce team to maximize the amount of the dollars we have that can go to help businesses. And so we've stood up. The idea is it's two sides of the same coin, right? So, you know, to help someone find a job has to be available. And so we've released sector partnership grants where business leaders can get together in a consortium. You might picture healthcare in Northeast Oklahoma coming together and building up, other needed work or healthcare jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we're granting up to $100,000 for people to start that sort of agreement and really start building the pipeline that strengthens Oklahoma. You know, the pandemic has caused us to really take a look at our state and, you know, we all compete across, you know, within industries, but there's also value in coming together. So that's what we're doing there. We're providing skills-based hiring training, you know, hire right to start with and that sort of thing. We're doing incumbent worker training for people and then also apprenticeship programs. And apprenticeship is really one of the best things that can happen in the world of workforce because it gives a person an opportunity to try a job out. The key word being an opportunity to get a foot in the door in a job. And it gives the employer a chance to try the person out. And it's usually about a six-month apprenticeship that results in a certification from the Federal Department of Labor to say that you did this apprenticeship program. And really, it's a win-win. And so we're trying to strengthen both sides of that coin, jobs that are available and people that are wanting those jobs.
That is great. I really like that. That took a lot of a lot of forethought and a lot of real good hard work there. So good going on that one. I understand you've also done a little bit of hard work on making it easy for folks to kind of navigate what goes on with Oklahoma Workforce. A thing called an app.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's jobs in the palm of your hand, so to speak.
I like that.
these type apps exist. You know, the big companies like LinkedIn and Indeed and all those things, they have job search apps, but unlike those apps, ours is bare bones, right? We're not marketing to anyone. We're not selling any products. And so you go to our app, OK Job Match, available on every platform. You go to OK Job Match app, download the app, literally put in the type of job you're looking for and the zip code that you're in, and search thousands of jobs. I think we're a little over 30,000 jobs right now available on the app.
That is just really cool. And, you know, a lot of people have the cell phone. They know what this is all about. They know what an app is. And if you have a cell phone and you're not sure what an app is about, just ask a youngster. They can they know where to find them. They know how to do it. But once you get this and once you start playing around with it, it's quite easy. It's a very handy tool.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just, you know, you can put your zip code and then put how many miles within that zip code you're willing to look for work. And so it really does give you an expansive thought to go, well, there's not a job right near me, but it gives people a chance to kind of balance what their transportation abilities are with jobs that are available. And we actually watch those commuting patterns and try to keep that app updated so it's relevant for people in every different area of the state.
Now, we're talking with Don Morris, and he is with Oklahoma Workforce. And, of course, the slogan this year is Get Help Getting Hired, and that's exactly what they're doing. You heard Don talk about how they're working with businesses in a new way in order to make it so much easier for everyone. You can't have a job unless there are businesses to provide them. And also pushing that brand new app. Another thing that really hasn't changed is the fact that we have local centers for people to utilize.
Absolutely. We've got about 30 of these around the state. One of our strongest ones is right there on, looks like 210 Northeast Washington in Bartlesville.
Mm-hmm.
And that center, you know, we're encouraging people to call ahead because of the way that we're managing traffic with social distancing, et cetera, to call ahead. And that workforce center number is 918-332-4800. Call ahead, make an appointment, and let us help you out. It's, you know, we don't just say, hey, here's a job you can go apply for. We actually case manage. When people come in, we're there to help you remove whatever barriers you may have to getting that job that you're looking for. And that's why it's so important, even if you have a job, but you feel like you're underemployed, you're not maximizing what you could be doing, this is a place to come and find a way to receive free training, some supportive materials or supportive services we can do as well to help a person get to the job that they're looking for.
Very good. How can we reach you by telephone for folks for the old-fashioned way of getting a hold of folks? It still works, I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the number there is 332-4800. And that local center. And it's not just Oklahoma Works staff that work in our centers.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a connection. The person sitting next to them likely works for OESC. And so we connect when people go onto unemployment benefits, which obviously has been a big issue for the last several months. We are a core partner with OESC. And so when a person is on unemployment, the goal is to get them reemployed. And that's where we come in.
Well, very good. And, of course, the website is pretty easy to find on the World Wide Web.
Yeah. OklahomaWorks.gov.
There you
go. And
we
actually have since the pandemic's begun, we've been running a big red banner. As soon as you go to OklahomaWorks.gov, the first thing you'll see across the top is information on COVID-19. Go there, and we've posted a talent exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see jobs that are open. When you inquire about those jobs, the employers are also seeing the activity of people looking for jobs in their business, and so it's literally a culmination of efforts for people to get to work, and then our site is just rich with policies and data and research and what really are the numbers and the job fairs that we put on, veteran services. Our internships and apprenticeship opportunities. I mean, really, you can make a big difference in your situation as far as work just by going to our webpage at OklahomaWorks.gov.
Don, I want to thank you for being a part of our show today, and thank you for bringing us all this great information, and a lot of people are going to be needing it, too.
Absolutely. Oklahoma does care. That's the message we're spreading. We do care, and we've got resources available. We never charge anyone for anything. And we see thousands of people every year change their situation and get where they're trying to get. And that's just a win-win for everybody.
Amen to that. Don Morris with Oklahoma Workforce. Thanks for being with us today on Community Connection.
All right, Tom. Really appreciate the time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you, sir. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. And, of course, our Community Connection has been brought to you by